What's up, guys? We are back. It's about 1:07 p.m. and I told you we have a lovely interview for you this afternoon. I have the lovely Miss Anika Allen, owner of Friendship Consultant. Now, there's no better way for us to introduce her than to let her introduce herself. So, Miss Anika, thank you so much for coming on with me today to talk to our lovely audience about Friendship Consulting. How are you?
Hey, everybody. I am wonderful. Thank you for having me.
No problem. So tell me a little bit about yourself and your background and what you said. What is Friendship Consultant?
Yes, that is a great question. My name is Anika. I am a friendship consultant, and people look at me sideways in a good way when I tell them that. A friendship consultant is someone who is passionate about social connection. My background, I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. Shout out to any Midwest people out there. For those of you who are still looking for your passion, sometimes it's other people who bring it to your attention. It was actually my sister who was reminding me how I've always been really good at making friends, keeping friends, and just bringing people together. So when I read a study, the longest running study on adult happiness out of Harvard University over 80 years, they were talking about the number one thing that determines our long-term happiness has nothing to do with our income or where we live or whether we are married or not. It is actually social connection, your relationship with other people, with your community, and your friendships. I was blown away. Now, some people are looking to make their contribution to this world by, I don't know, saving the dolphins or moving to a third world country. I'm not selling all my stuff and moving to go build irrigation systems. Shout out to those people who do. But I think we're all looking to leave the world a better place than we found it. And this is my contribution to the world to focus on social wellness. It is ridiculously important and we don't prioritize it enough.
I definitely agree. And it's so funny that you said that because me and my close friends, I only have a few friends and most of them are the ones that I met in college or that I grew up in high school with. And I'm like, you know, people just grow apart. And it's not even that. It could be something so small about a disagreement, but people don't know how to properly or effectively communicate how they feel to work on that. And why is that? Like, why do you think like we'll shut down and be like, oh, this person made me mad, so I don't want to talk to them anymore, instead of like openly and effectively communicating?
That is a great question. What I do as a friendship consultant is first explain to people why friendship is so important to our health, our mental health, even our physical health. Our own Surgeon General has declared loneliness and isolation an epidemic. And so people who are lonely are actually at a greater risk of early death, greater than people who smoke cigarettes. It's incredible. Wow. And so we have most people in this country, they don't understand how important friendship is. And right. So when you do have a friendship rift or a disagreement or a breakup, you don't put the time in to try to repair it, to try to understand the other person's point of view, because you don't understand the true value of it. So we give up, I think, sometimes too soon. The other thing is we are used to being by ourselves more than we used to be in the past.
Right.
The modernization of our society, I'm talking back all the way to the Industrial Revolution. Jobs start getting replaced by, machinery. So people weren't going to work like they used to be. People had their own cars when the Model T was built. They're not going on the bus together.
Right.
All those things that you would do as a community. I don't know how you grew up. You're a little younger than I am. actually a lot younger if you all could see. I grew up in a neighborhood where everybody kind of looked out for each other. Mm-hmm. You know, people knew one another.
Same.
And now, and the audience can probably vouch for this, you kind of maybe wave to a neighbor, you put your button
moving
for your driveway, you go into your garage, you close it, and that's it. And so we don't have that same prioritization around a sense of community.
Right.
And so we don't value it enough to try to put the effort into it. But I'm here to tell you that you should, because it literally is detrimental to your health if you are not connected with not just people, but good people.
I definitely agree, because that's how I grew up too. My grandma and my auntie raised me, and like our neighborhood, we grew up in Washington Shores. I'm not sure if you're familiar with
that
area. Yes, but the whole street knew each other, mm-hmm. and it was all, go outside and play with those kids. So yes. like, so I definitely agree. And I do believe that, you know, when you have someone that you can talk to or a circle of friends, it makes life easier. It makes life better because we can't do everything alone, right?
Absolutely.
And we can't make all of our decisions by ourselves. Sometimes we need those extra ears to remind us of our worth, or like, yeah, you was right, or no, you wasn't right on this situation, and we move forward for that. So I appreciate that.
I'm glad you said that too, because friendship does not just mean people who have your back, who are always your cheerleaders. You said, oh yeah, they can pick you up when you are feeling down. I went through a very traumatic divorce, had not expected it, married my college sweetheart. And after 17 years, something came over him mentally. I won't get into those details with his business, but we had to divorce.
Right.
And my girlfriends literally saved my life. Mm-hmm. But the other thing that's important about friendship, you said it, they can check you,
that's
right?
True.
And just be like, you tripping, that's girl. You need to get it together. That's you know true. What I'm saying? Or they'll help you when they see you are off. If they are really good friends they want to see you at your best. And
that is
extremely important. We are humans who are wired for interaction, and we cannot do or go through this roller coaster of life alone.
I agree. Listen, we're just getting to it. We're going to keep the vibes rolling. This is Dante Brow, Wind Me Up featuring Anthony B right here on The Wire. It's your girl, Whitney Nicole. All right, guys. So we are back. That was Mooney Loan Made For Me. Now, I have a question for you. Me and a few of my friends, we were sitting by the pool. My associates, I just met them. They were my neighbors, and it was men and women. And they were saying that men and women can't be best friends. And I'm like, that's not true. Like, I've had a male best friend. We've been best friends since sixth grade. There was like never no sexual interest or anything, but this is someone who I see as family. So what is your take on men and women being friends and then having the opposite sex as best friends?
I absolutely agree with you that men and women can be successful platonic friends, but it does take some work. That is not the norm, but it does happen. I have male friends from school. Shout out to HBCUs out there. I went to FAMU.
Another Rattler in the building.
That's right. Rattler in the house. So I have friends who I have known since college. I know them and their wives. Mm-hmm. And it's been, gosh, well, I'm about to date myself saying it's been a couple decades. And so I know personally, from my personal experience, it is possible.
Right.
But there are certain boundaries that have to be set, specifically if you are in a romantic relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so one, I believe that you can have a person of the opposite sex who is like a sibling to you. Two, I believe that they have to be respectful if you are partnered up with somebody. So let's say you do have a male friend and you guys talk all the time. If you have a partner, they should not be calling you at 11, at 12, at 1 a.m. just to shoot the breeze, right? Also, when you are invited out to hang out with them or whatever, they should be extending an invitation and being welcoming to your partner as well.
Okay.
But I value those opposite sex friendships because you have the opportunity to get another point of view,
right?
If they really have your back and you, like you said, there's never been a sexual attraction, there's been no hookup in the past, I think they can provide valuable insight in terms of helping you maybe see things from a different perspective. So I, as a friendship consultant, in my professional opinion, it can be done, but you just have to make sure that no boundaries are crossed if you're in a relationship.
I wholeheartedly agree. And everything that you said is what I told them. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you just have to have boundaries and chemistry doesn't lie either. Like, you can tell if something happened or if y'all like each other and it didn't work out and you're like, oh no, we're going to be friends. But people can platonically be friends. I agree.
I do too.
Listen, I just don't want her to leave, y'all, but we got to keep the vibes rolling. This is Eric Serp. All right, guys. So we are back and we still have the beautiful Miss Anika in the building. And I hear a lot of people say, no new friends, no new friends. So how do you make new friends as an adult without feeling awkward and having your old friends understand, like, it's okay for me to have new friends because you're still my friend?
Girl, you are doing your homework. These are excellent questions. As a friendship consultant and, shout out my plug, founder of Five Star Friendships. Yes. I get this a lot. Mm-hmm. It's easier to make friends on the playground when you are a kid. You mm-hmm. like Barbie? Oh, me too. Next thing you know, that's your bestie for life. But when you get to be an adult, we're more self-conscious about how we appear to other people, and you don't want to come across too needy. So the first thing I would say, if your crew, your village is solid, they should want growth for you.
Right.
So they should not be intimidated or feeling jealous if you have some new people in your life. Right. And if you are growing, which that should be the goal, you don't want to look back at age 30 and you're the same person you were at age 20.
That's true.
Or in your 50s, you're still acting like, you know, you're in your 30s. And we know some people like that, right?
Right.
They just still have not grown. So if you are growing, that means you are doing different things. You are transitioning into new stages of life, right? If you went single, maybe you transitioned to being married. Or if you didn't have kids, maybe you're a mom or dad now. Maybe you're an entrepreneur. Well, if you don't have anybody in your circle who is an entrepreneur, then it would make sense. I need to start to talk to some people about how to grow business.
Right.
I need to talk to some other mom friends. None of people in my crew have kids. And so if your crew is really for you, they should be encouraging you to branch out.
Agreed.
That's the first thing. And then secondly, in terms of how you make new friends, the first thing you got to do is get over yourself. Just like when you're dating, you're going to get some rejection.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to put yourself out there. And if somebody doesn't want to go to lunch with you, or you meet somebody with a cool vibe and you make that extension at invitation and they don't reciprocate, it's okay. People have other stuff going on in their life. It might not be you.
Listen, I needed this because I'm going through a breakup now.
Really?
Just like an hour ago, but it's okay, guys.
A friendship breakup or romantic?
No, a relationship breakup.
Oh, see, that's why you need your girls to come by with some Häagen-Dazs or margaritas or hot wings, whatever it is, and help get you through it.
I know.
Look, yes.
Listen, y'all, it's so good speaking with you because I'm over here like trying to hold back with tears and stuff. But she is such a gem, y'all. We're gonna keep the vibes rolling. We are back, and I definitely don't want her to leave. Everything that we have been discussing is absolutely amazing. And just in the small tidbit that you've shared with us, like, you've made me feel better. Your energy is awesome. And I want to thank you so much for coming here with us today. Now, I do want you to share, like, do you offer consultations? Like, where can they find you on social media? Is there anywhere they can go to reap all of this knowledge that you're giving us today?
Absolutely. So I am the founder of Five Star Friendships. That's five, F-I-V-E, Five Star Friendships. You can go to my website that has all of my information, fivestarfriendships.org. From there, you get all of my social media contacts. I'm on YouTube, I'm on TikTok and Facebook, daily posting advice. All Five Star Friendships is how you find me. I do offer one-on-one consultations for people who want me to tailor make a plan for them to either make friends or to take their current friendships to the next level. The other thing that I do offer is a workbook. It's like a guided journal. So you go through at your own pace, and each day gives you a different activity you can do. Because like you said, sometimes as adults, you feel a little awkward making friends. So
right.
It walks you through where to go, who to reach out to, what to even say. Some people are really awkward and uncomfortable with small talk and approaching and initiating a conversation. So I have a workbook that you can purchase on my website, and I do courses, group virtual live courses also throughout the year. So if you get on my VIP list, if you go to fivestarfriendships.org, sign up, then you'll get first access to all the things that I'm offering throughout the year.
That is so awesome. Look, everyone needs a friend like Anika.
Aww.
We definitely appreciate you for coming out and taking the time to speak with us. If you haven't learned anything else, or before you leave, leave us with like a quote, an Anika quote on anything about friendship, anything about building relationships. Like, what would you like to leave us with today?
Let me do two things really quickly. When making friends, people focus on being interesting. They're trying to make themselves come across like, don't you want to be my friend? And
right.
That's where the awkward, the needy, the desperation energy comes out.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to focus on being interesting. You want to focus on being interested.
Right.
That means you ask questions of the other person. If you show interest in another person, put less of the focus on yourself, that is how the connection can start.
Right.
So I'll leave you with something I say when I do talks all the time. I say, with friends, you win. So make it your goal. Prioritize friendships and watch magic unfold. With friends, you win. So make it your goal to nurture your friendships because it's good for your mind, body, and your soul.
I needed that. Yes, she just ended the show for us. Before we head out, guys, this is Groove and Soul Music Last Dance. Don't forget to follow her on TikTok and Facebook, 5-Star Friendship.
Yes, correct.
5-Star Friendship. Thank you so much, Miss Anika, for coming with us today. I truly appreciate you and I enjoyed you. And you guys, make sure you look her up on YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, purchase a course. I'm all for workbooks. Is that on your website?
That is.
That is on her website, and it's 5-Star Friendship.
Yep, 5-Star Friendships, FiveStar Friendships.org.
Make sure you purchase a workbook and support. We all believe in support. So thank you so much. Before we head out, this is Groove and Soul Music Last Dance. Have a great day.